Shout out to Claritev for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
If our results equal our actions, and our actions equals our decisions, and our decisions equals our conversations, conversations equals our words, and our words equals our core values, wouldn't then, and this is a law for our math nerds out here, it's called the law of transitive equality. It's A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Core values equals results. And it was like my brain exploded.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mirshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, and business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mirshazadeh. And today we have a special solo. We're going to be doing a solo on a book I wrote called The Core Value Equation. And I'm going to be talking to you about why did I write this book? Why do core values mean so much to me? You are so beautiful to me, core values. Yes, indeed. Now, seriously, though, you know, I kind of always wanted to write a book. I actually found a bucket list of mine from 2010, and on it was to write a book, a best-selling book for that, to that point. But I never knew what I was going to write it about. And I don't know, you know, like probably 2017, 18, 19, I built my company, The Money Source. As a small company, my business partners and I built from about 30 to 1,000 employees. We did it in a very short period of time, about 36 months. And we did it most notably by creating a best place to work. We did it with, you know, without very much in the way of growing pains. And everyone always asked me, how'd you guys do that? How'd you accomplish such a feat? And I every time would say the same thing. I'd say, I give full credit to our core values. We had built a core value-driven organization. And it's not like I was born and, you know, I talk about my past a lot on the show. It's not like I was born and I was just this guru on how to make core values come to life. It was actually quite the opposite. I was terrible at making core values come to life in my first business, even my second business. But something happened to me in 2018 that led me down this road to wanting to write the book. In the fall of 2018, I was working with an acclaimed performance coach, Dr. David Zelman, a good friend of mine. And, you know, Dr. Zelman asked me a question. He said, Darius, what do you think creates all the results in our life? So I'm doing this performance coaching where I'm trying to figure out, at this point, I'm trying to figure out what the hell I want to do with my life. You know, I was turning 40 and, you know, I had just turned 40 actually when I was working with him. And I was telling people, I feel like something's missing in my life. And so part of this work he does, which is called the Transitions Program, was around, you know, figuring out like what makes us tick. And so he asked me, he said, Darius, what do you think creates all the results in your life? And I said, is it the, I don't know, like the actions we take? And he said, okay, great. Well, what do you think creates the actions we take? And I said, is it the decisions we make? He said, okay, well, I'll push you even further. What do you think creates the decisions we make? Now, at this point, I take 9-10 guesses and he stumps me, fully stumped. Finally, he says, well, what if I said it's the conversations we have? You know, we have conversations with ourselves. We have conversations with those around us. That creates the decisions we make, which creates the actions we take, which creates results. And so I was a little suspect. I wasn't willing to accept that as the answer off the bat, but I, you know, he left me wondering. So I left that session. We had one more session after that. And
I went back, I started looking at my business, I started looking at my life, I started looking at my family, my friends, and I noticed a couple of things. First of all, I noticed, number one, that when I liked the conversations that were being had, I liked the results. So, for instance, if my wife and I were having a great conversation about our family, the results that seemed to follow that seemed to fall in line with, you know, with a good conversation. And in my business, I noticed when there was teams of people around me or me and my business partner or the executives around me were having the right conversations, I liked the results that were coming out of that as well. Most importantly, I noticed with myself that when I was having the right conversations with myself, I was liking the results that were coming out of that. Inversely, when I noticed that I didn't like the conversations that were being had, whether it was in my life, my personal life, my business life, my own personal life with myself, my own internal conversations, that I didn't like the results. And I noticed with the teams around me, when I had teams having the wrong conversations, I didn't like their results. And so I had this epiphany. Now, I want to back up for a second and say that I had spent, this is 2018, I had spent at least 12 years of my life obsessing about building a core value-driven organization, obsessing as much as you possibly could. I mean, making the core values come to life. We had core value mascot, core values on the walls, core values on the t-shirts. We had core value rollout when you start the company, ongoing core value questions. I mean, everywhere you looked at my company, it was core values everywhere. And so I had this epiphany that I noticed that when people were talking, whether it was me, even my, me, myself, or my family, or my friends, or my when we had that common language, when our values were shared, our language was shared. And I had this moment where I was like, well, what if the conversations that are being had around me are based on the values, right? What if they're actually the words we're using are core value language? Like, what if we're talking with core values in mind? Wouldn't that then create the conversations we're having? And wouldn't that then create the decisions we're making? You know, that we're having with ourselves, we're making decisions based off that, which then leads to the actions we're taking, which then leads to the results. And I was like kind of blown away by this. I connected this crazy dot that our core values were equaling the results in my life. And so I go back to David, we have our postmortem, and I said something. I said, hey man, you know, I have something. He said, you know, first is after the holidays in 2019. He said, so how are you doing? I said, hey man, I'm doing well. You know, I said, but I had an epiphany I wanted to share with you. And he said, well, what's that? I said, now hear me out here, and I know this is like the moment where the student becomes the teacher, but I said, you know, when we're talking about your whole, you know, conversation equation, I want to ask you a question. He said, well, what's that? I said, well, what are conversations made out of? And we said that results equal actions, equal decisions, equal conversations. I said, well, what are conversations made of? And he said, he gives me this kind of this look, like he's like, why is this guy asking me this question? And he said, well, are they made of words? I said, right. And what are words, you know, and what if I made the argument to you that our core values have the opportunity to become the language of accountability in both our business lives and our personal lives? And therefore, if our core values equals the language and the language equals the words, wouldn't the words then equal the conversations? And he had this little smile that kind of perked up, and he knew where I was going with this because he knew that I was a bit of a core value evangelist and, you know, as addicted to core values as you possibly could be. And he smiles. He says, yeah, I see where you're going with this. I said, so if our results equal our actions and our actions equals our decisions and our decisions equals our conversations, conversations equals our words and our words equals our core values, wouldn't then, and this is a law for our math nerds out here, it's called the law of transitive equality. It's A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Core values equals results. And it was like my brain exploded. And I realized that every single result, I mean, some is based on luck, but more or less every single result that we create in our business and our personal lives and our professional lives and our friends and our family, every result we can usually trace back to our values.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed.
And when we live our values, when they become the language of accountability, and what I tell people is I believe that core values have the opportunity to become the language of accountability in our businesses and in our organizations and in our lives. And when that happens, our core values equals our results. So fast forward to February 2019, I decided I wanted to write a book. And I'd always worked, you know, I've always hung out with a lot of entrepreneurs. It's been my clique, my homies, as they say on the streets, were all these entrepreneurs. And they always saw that I was really this like core value evangelist. So they were always asking me, how do you create a core value driven organization? I always said, look, like there's three things you need to create core value driven organization. You need to decide what is important to you. Like core values, as one of my mentors, Vern Harner, says, core values are the personality of the organization. And so you need to decide what is authentic to you, whether to the organization being your family, the organization being your business, the organization being, let's just say you're in a community organization. What is the authentic personality of that group of people? So first and foremost, I think organizations do a pretty good job of getting this right. Let me just say one more thing before I go back to what core values need to be. I think that core values have this enormous opportunity of our life, again, to become the language of our lives. But you got to get all three of the things that I say right. And I think most people only get one out of three right. And the one out of three that they get right is they pick core values that are important to them. Core, what's authentic to them, what's important to them. If you look up the word core values in the dictionary, it says core values are the fundamental beliefs of a personal organization. I don't think people have a hard time questioning what those are. You'll know what core values are for yourself, for either your personal life or your business life, in that there's something you'd be willing to lose money over to keep true. And another thing I tell people is if you ever want to know what your values are, look at anything that pisses you off and the opposite of that's your value. So example would be, let's say you hate like your pet peeve, the thing that really pisses you off is when people lie to you. More than likely, one of your core values, I mean, let's just say the thing that pisses you off most is when someone lies to you or cheats you. More than likely, one of your core values is around honesty or integrity, right? Because the inverse is, the one thing that drives me nuts is don't ever lie to me. honesty is probably one of your top five core values. So there's a great book called Built to Last by Jim Collins and Jerry Porras. And what they say is, look, you could stand for many values, but there's a prioritization of values. We want to pick the values that are most important to us.
Hey gang, Darius Mashaza here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. So listen, I know we have a lot of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners out there that listen to the show. And right now, if you're one of those folks and you're doing, let's call it a bare minimum of seven figures and above in your business, then what I'd like to do is give you an offer right now. How would you like to get your hands on the frameworks that I actually used to scale my last company, which started off as a small little seven-figure company, to over $100 million in annual revenue? And I did it in less than 2 years, and I did it without costly growing pains, without the headaches that you usually experience when you are scaling your business. So if you're one of those folks and you're trying to grow your company, but you're finding yourself stuck in that day-to-day, if you're one of the listeners and you're getting grinded, this is your respite from getting grinded on in your business, you're listening to our show, and you're dealing with the breakdowns, you're dealing with inefficiencies, and you know, you've got that firefighter suit on and all the problems lining on your desk, and you're not doing the work you're supposed to be doing, which is working on the business instead of in it, then what I'm about to talk to you about for the next, call it 60 seconds, this is precisely for you. Real quickly, though, if you don't already know this about me, prior to starting The Greatness Machine, I spent 20 years of my life as a founder and CEO of real-world companies. And during that time, I actually grew my companies to over $1.2 billion with a B in bootstrap revenue. In fact, we scaled my last company from 30 to 1,000 employees, and we did it in just 36 months. And we did it all by using a three-step framework that I call my Scale Map Method. So that, of course, brings us to the purpose of this here mid-roll ad. Yes, this is what the podcast producers call these things. Recently, I created a 30-minute training, and what it does is it walks you step-by-step through all of my Scale Map Method frameworks, and you can watch it right now for free when you go to DariusScale.com. That's my first name, Darius, Scale, S-C-A-L-E.com. And what these frameworks do is they fix, they simplify, and they streamline every single aspect of your business, and they do it without the need for complicated scaling systems that are typically way too difficult and way too time consuming for a busy CEO like you and like myself was to implement. So if you want a simple and you want a proven path to remove yourself from the day-to-day operations, just like I did, so that you can do what you're supposed to be doing, which is leading your company to record growth without the headaches and without the growing pains, go to DariusScale.com. That's www.DariusScale.com. Watch the short video, and I'll see you guys on the inside. Now, back to the show. And so I decided to write a book about this because, and my book is The Core Value Equation. It's a best-selling book about how do you build core value-driven organizations. And what I say is, listen, deciding what is authentic to an organization, what's the personality of the organization, that's a well-worn path. Many, many, many decades of people figuring out what's important to the organization, slapping it on a piece of paper, saying, we stand for integrity, we stand for honesty, we stand for hard work, and we stand for fun-loving, right? I'm picking four random values out of the air. Right? And they'll have some different variations of stuff like that. And I just sounded like 90% of companies out there. I believe, though, that what makes core values come to life and the way we make them come to life, whether it's in our personal life or in our business life, is we need to make them viral and sticky. And the way you do that is you need to discern the language in which they are spoken. And what my book does and what I encourage people to do, and a lot of companies, I work with some very large companies. I've helped a publicly traded company build their core values, a lot of mid-market companies, nine-figure businesses build their core values, and as well as friends and, you know, smaller clients of mine, people in our mastermind, help them build their core values. And the way I do it is this. I believe that you need to, number one, figure out what is authentic to the personality of the organization, what is the truthful things you care about most, top four or five. And then we have to go through a design process. We have to, so I say number one is discovery. Number two is design. We need to design them to become viral and sticky. And you, again, you can do this in business or personal life. So I'll use my family, my personal, we have six values. Yeah, I know. I said five a second ago, or four or five. I have six. Number one is happiness, but we don't call it happiness in the Mashaza family. We call it heart. Number two is love. We don't call it love. We call it besos, which is kisses in Spanish. Number three is passion. We call it eye of the tiger.
Number four is Cinco. Curiosity, we call it Cinco, which stands for what, where, who, when, and why. Number five is creativity. We call it boom, and you see like an image of a massive firework explosion. And number six is balance. I fight for that one all the time. I'm not very good at that one. And we call that movie night because on Saturday nights, we do movie night in my family. So again, we want to discover what's authentic to us. We want to design. How do we design that to become something that is viral and sticky? And there's a process I take people through. We have a header, which I just went through with my family headers. And then we have below that a descriptive, which says what it means to us. Why? Because I don't want there to be room for ambiguity. So again, number one is discover. Number two is design. And number three, we want to bring it into the family and roll it out, or bring it into the business and roll it out for adoption. So again, discover, design, roll out. We want to teach it to our people, whether that's family, friends, business. And then it's ongoing support. So like in my family, for instance, we do a family meeting every Sunday. And we say, what's one of the core values you live this week? Why am I doing that? I'm making it conversational. In my business, one of the things I do is we hang it up on the walls. So if you go anywhere in any of my former offices, my last business, or if you're in my current business, we're going to put it on the walls. It's going to be stuck on the walls. So you can see it when you walk down the halls. I don't have walls because we're virtual in the new business, but you get my drift. And number three, I'm going to ask a question. And we talk about this in the book, but I'll ask a question. Who lived one of the core values this week? Who lived one of the core values? How do they live the core value? And we want to give recognition around that. So again, what am I really doing though? I mean, let's dial this all the way back. All I'm doing is making core values be the conversation, but I'm teaching my team or my family the language of values. And when you do that on an ongoing basis, what ends up happening, and I say this with 100% certainty, is that when we discover, design, and then make our core values become the language of accountability in our life, through rollout and ongoing implementation. And they've been designed to say what we stand for. What are our fundamental beliefs without interpretation? Which I taught you how to do that, exactly how you do that in my book, The Core Value Equation. What ends up happening is you get the ultimate decision-making engine. It's the ultimate. And in my business, this is how it went. In my last business, we had four core values. Number one was people matter. Number two was inspiring leadership. Number three was strength of character, and number four was rock solid service. And then we had about 4 to 6 sentences under each one of those values to say what they meant. So people matter was caring. Strength of character was integrity. Inspiring leadership was inspiration. And rock solid service was service orientation. But we translated them into tonal language at my business TMS. Well, anytime my business partners and I would run into, like, I'm talking the most heinous of situations that we had to make a hard decision on. Because by the way, if something is an easy decision to make, it's really easy. You don't need to lean on your core values to go make that decision. Easy decisions. We make easy decisions all the time. Hey, do I want to eat that broccoli? Do I want to eat that pizza? I don't know. Do you value health or do you value taste? Maybe it's different by the moment. The point is that easy decisions, you're not leaning on your core values necessarily to make them. It's the tough ones. It's the ones when you say what I'm about to say right now, when you say, oh shit, I don't want to make that decision. And what I found in my business and in my family life is when I read my core values out loud, the way I design them and teach people how to design them in my book, that you have these oh shit moments. You're like, oh shit, I don't want to make that decision. Because the core values will tell you what the tough decision is that you need to make to live up to your core values. And are we perfect? Do we always live up to our core values? Absolutely not. It's hard to. If it was easy, everybody would do it. We're human. But what I always tell folks is you want to fight to make your core values be true. So really, it's what I teach in my book is that core value equation is core values equals results. You need to discover, design, roll out, and implement your values. And they need to be authentic to the organization. They need to be authentic to your personal life, your family life, your organization. It doesn't matter where you apply the teachings of the book. But the point is when that happens, it's like this gold brick you have. Like, I feel so much more satisfied in my life now that I've gotten clear on my values. And the ironic part was, I always used it in my business, but I actually didn't do my family core values till 2019, when I did the Stegan Leadership Program in Dallas, Texas. And I realized, holy crap, I've done my values. I've been living this core value-driven businesses for the last almost 2 decades. And here I am in my personal life, and I'm out of balance constantly. In 2018, I traveled 192 business days of the year. I slept out of my bed 192 nights. Well, there's only 365 days in a year. That's over half the nights. By the way, if you're not a mathematician, 183 days times 2 is 366. So once you go north of 181, 182 days, you're over half your year you spent sleeping somewhere else. If over half, if over 182 days you didn't sleep in your bed. I slept out of my bed 192 days in 2018. And I realized I'm out of balance. I was coming home from business trips and my kids were an inch taller. And I was like, this is not cool. You know, I would leave in March and come back in June, or sorry, excuse me, leave in March and come back in May, and April would have been gone. And so that was one of the reasons why I actually made the decision to resign as CEO of The Money Source. I just realized that this wasn't the life that I'd wanted to live. And it was out of alignment with my values. I love the company. I still love the company. They're my good friends. But I made that tough decision. My core values were the ultimate decision-making engine. I was out of alignment with my core value of balance. And I'm commonly out of alignment with my core value balance. I can't help myself. I'm kind of a workaholic. But at least I'm clear on it. I fight to get back to center. I fight to give myself time to catch up. And that's really the gift. I think that this is a gift that everyone, if the world embraces this more and more people are realizing that core values are what drive decision-making in their organizations, in their families. And I believe that in the next 10 years, that we have this amazing opportunity for people to get more and more clear on their values, align their values to the organizations they support, whether that's governmental, whether that's personal, whether that's family. And I really believe that we have this opportunity to level up as a society if we start holding ourselves and those around us, whether that be the politicians that we're supporting, whether that be the organizations we're donating to, whether that be the jobs we're giving our time to, whether that be our friends or family that we spend time with, to make sure that we are around people that support our values. And like I said, core values equals results, and it has this amazing opportunity to become the language of accountability in our lives. But you got to discover, design, and roll them out, implement them, and use them consistently. And I honor anyone that's done it, that's fights to do to any day. And anyone that wants to learn more about it, check out my book, The Core Value Equation. It's a great way to learn about how you can turn your core values into the language of accountability in your life and in the organizations that you are involved with and support. So check it out. You can go to my website, therealdarius.com. You can also go to thecorevalueequation.com. That's also sold where all books are sold. I love supporting the book. It's a passion project of mine, and I'm glad to get to promote it here on The Greatness Machine. With that said, I hope you're all doing well. Core values equals results. I'll follow my sword on that any day. Peace out. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We'd love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one.
Hey there. What's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their fields. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to six shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.